Hare Krishna. This evening is Ras Purnima festival here in Mayapur, well, everywhere, in Vrindavan also, and very big, busy festival. Vrindavan, one of the biggest festivals where people celebrate Krishna's Sharadiya Rasatans, Krishna's autumn rasa dance, which is described in great detail by Shukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 5 chapters. And rasa dance is one of Krishna's Nitya Leela, eternal pastimes, eternal in that it takes place in the spiritual world, it takes place here in the material world also every day. It's a daily pastime, sometimes even takes place in the day, not just at night. Shukadeva Goswami had limited time, he only described it once, in the Bhagavatam, and he had quite a limited audience who already had difficulty digesting this pastime, as he described it, Supreme Lord dancing with other men's wives. And nonetheless, it's considered to be the most wonderful Shastric description of that rasa dance, although the rasa dance is also mentioned in other scriptures like Padma Purana. And the whole pastime started off with early in the evening when Krishna saw the full moon, because it's a full moon night. And the full moon arose, and it, by the arrangement of Yogamaya, it awoke in Krishna romantic feelings, which means his desire to reciprocate with the romantic feelings of the gopis. And particularly, he remembered the promise that he gave the Kanya Kumaris, the Raja Kumaris, young girls who in the previous year had performed this austerity of becoming his wives. And at that time Krishna stole their clothes, which was a token acceptance of them, but that was all. And in order to bring them closer to him, he said, well, next year. And so Krishna also remembered them. And Krishna also remembered many other gopis who were sadhana siddhas, devotees who had attained perfection and who had entered into Krishna's pastime with the desire of going back to Godhead. And of course there were his eternal associates like Srimati Radharani and Lalita. So in a very generic way, he called them all with his flute in the place that's now called Vamsivat, under the Vamsivat tree, which unfortunately is no longer there. But in the back courtyard of Radha Gopinath Mandir, and all the gopis came, and many of them were in different states of disarray, because either they were just dressing or they were doing something else. nonetheless, when Krishna played his flute, they all came. And they all gathered together. And when they Krishna saw them, then he welcomed them and so on. But then he tested them. He was teasing them. He said, "Well, you shouldn't all be here. You're chaste wives. Your prime duty is to go home and serve your husbands." And of course, Gopis didn't like to hear that. And so there was a discussion in which finally Krishna acquiesced, and he began to wander with them in the forest and engage in all kinds of different wonderful pastimes. And that went on for quite some time. Krishna wanted to do the rasa dance, but he was afraid that the gopis would be jealous of each other, and especially that they would be jealous of Srimati Radharani, who he would dance in the middle, which is not stated there in Bhagavatam, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, along with Srimati Radharani, who Sukadeva Goswami calls one gopi, he disappeared. That's an important point to note, that humility is a very essential ingredient even at such advanced stages of Krishna consciousness, because obviously these devotees were very advanced, they were associating with Krishna. So he wanted to make sure that everyone was very humble and non-envious, and so Krishna disappeared with Srimati Radharani, and all the gopis went in search of them. When they came close to where Radha and Krishna were, then Krishna disappeared and left Srimati Radharani there, just to show that she was a special favorite. And the gopis became, after they consoled her, they became really mad. And they entered a certain stage of Krishna consciousness where they were enacting Krishna's many pastimes, killing demons and stealing butter. But then finally, they had gotten themselves so far deep into the forest that they couldn't even see anything anymore, because even the moon couldn't shine in there. So they made their way back to the bank of the Jamuna. And there they sat down, and they didn't have anything else to do, so they did sankirtan. And they sung this Gopi Gita, Jayate Te Dikam Janmana Vaja Sharata Indira Shashwara Shahi, beautiful songs like that, including Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam Kavibiri Ritam Kalma Sapaham. And well, that was what Krishna couldn't resist. Krishna can't resist Sankirtan. So then they all appeared. Krishna appeared, and now the gopis wanted to be very clear about why it is that Krishna put them through this situation. And then Krishna explained to them, and basically he explained that this process of separation increases love. So in order to increase the pleasure of their pastimes, Krishna wanted to increase their love. And the gopis accepted that. And so then they started rasa dance. And Sukadeva Goswami describes it, and others like Kaviraj Goswami describes the rasa dance in Govinda Lilamrita. And that went on for a whole day of Brahma, which is a long, long time. And we know how tiring kirtan can be, but when they became tired, then Krishna would wipe their brow or touch them, relieve their weariness. And that way the kirtan went on and on and on, and dancing and chanting, until Krishna wanted to do pastimes in the water. And so they bathed in the Jamuna and had water sports there, water games. And after the water games, they had a snack, a picnic under the moonlight. And then Krishna said, all right, now it's time to go back. And of course, none of them really wanted to go back, but they had no alternative. Ultimately, they had to listen to what Krishna wanted. But still, every night it continued, and the rasa dance continued, and it's continuing to the present. So Srila Prabhupada says in this purport to one of his songs that the goal of our Krishna consciousness movement is to enter into Krishna's pleasure dance, his rasa dance. So tonight, therefore, is a good time to read all those five chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam and to remember Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. Rupa Goswami says these pastimes, if heard with faith, Richiditam Bhadvadhuri Ridam Chavishnu, they have a very great power. And what is that power? Ridroga Kama Asha Apanuti Achirena Dhira, that they're eradicate the lust within the heart of practicing devotees and make them very sober. In other words, make them very Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.